I'm Mark Bayshore. The 4th of July, 1866 was an especially memorable one in Michigan. On that Independence Day, Michigan Governor Harry Crapo was in Detroit's Campus Martius to accept the battle flags of Michigan's Civil War volunteers. That event drew 70,000 people, an astounding 7% of the state's entire population at the time. The day's not been forgotten. Its 150th anniversary will be marked at the state capitol on Saturday. Current state Scott Pohl talks with Dave Downing of Save the Flags, a 25-year-old organization that works to preserve those Civil War battle flags. Downing describes the vibrant scene in Detroit on July 4, 1866.
The whole premise was that the veterans of all the Michigan regiments, artillery, infantry, cavalry, and even the sailors, were coming to Detroit as a kind of a big reunion. And the whole impetus was that the veterans, all of them, had decided that they were going to turn over the battle flags that they had carried into battle with them. They were going to turn them over to the state. And the state had plans to house them in a Civil War museum type thing, which is eventually what they built here in Lansing at the Capitol. So that's what happened. And they marshaled together and they marched, you know, down the street, and they, in a ceremony, turned over the flags to the governor.
What kind of condition were the flags in, having been in battle?
Well, that's one of the really interesting things about going through the collection, is there are flags that had seen a lot of wear and tear. There were flags that had been through the thickest of the battle. There were flags that were made specifically for the Grand Review, which is what the soldiers did in May of 1865, right after the war was over. They brought all of the armies both together in Washington, D.C., and had a grand march. Well, a lot of the regiments made special flags for that. So some of the flags that were turned over to the state in 1866 were those flags that they had made up back then. One of the interesting things about the collection is that on the flags themselves, they have battle honors. It's one of the things that you first notice when you're looking at some of the Civil War flags. They'll have the actual names of the battles that the regiments were, you know, were engaged in. And a lot of people don't realize that they were not allowed to put those battle honors on the flags by themselves. They had to get permission from the commander. And they had to prove that they were in the fighting, and that they didn't retreat. They didn't, you know, didn't show dishonor or anything. That they fought bravely. So that's how they got those battle honors on there.
I want to make clear, we're not just talking about wear and tear. Some of them were damaged in battle. They were shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Bled on, maybe.
Yeah, we can't know for certain, but there are several flags that certainly do look bloodstained. And we know we have accounts of flag bearers that were shot in the head. And the description was that, you know, it was splattered on the flag. And those kinds of things, you know, that just makes the collection even more special.
I'm glad you brought up the flag bearers, because that was a special breed. That took a special kind of bravery. Mm-hmm. One thinks of flag bearers as being, I don't know, maybe comparing to the people who carry the flags with a marching band or something like this. This
right.
was among the most dangerous duties you could be assigned to.
It certainly was. There were nine men that were part of what was called the Color Guard, and they were standing in the center of the regiment. And there were two of them in the Union Army. There were two flags that were carried, one national and one regimental, which is basically the state flag. And the purpose of the two color bearers and the seven other men there were to protect those flags. So the ones that were there not carrying flags but had rifles, it was their duty to protect the flags. And should one of the color bearers be shot, it was their duty to drop the rifle and pick the flag up.
Drop a rifle and pick up the flag.
That's right. And they didn't shoot the rifles during a battle, only in defense of the flag. So to capture a flag was probably one of the worst things you could have happen to a regiment, because that was a lot of these flags were made by the ladies or the citizens of the town that they came from. And you know, they were done. They were presented in big special ceremonies before all of these men marched off to war. So they were extremely special.
We're talking with Dave Downing. He's with the group Save the Flags. On Saturday, events are planned at the state capitol to commemorate the return of Michigan Civil War volunteers and their battle flags. To the best of our knowledge, how many of these flags remain?
In our collection, we have 160 Civil War flags.
And by our collection, we should explain.
It's the state of Michigan.
Right. Okay.
They're housed in a special environmentally controlled atmospheric room in the museum. We take people in there to view the flags. Maybe we could back up a little bit about the Save the Flags project.
Sure.
When the Capitol was first going to be restored back in 1989-1990, if people remember, those flags were hanging in cases in the rotunda. And there are still flags there, but they are reproductions of the ones that are in the collection. So it was a decision of, were we going to let the flags stay there, or should we take them out and try to preserve them the best we can? Because Governor Prepo promised back in 1866 that the flags would be preserved forever for the people of the state of Michigan. So we decided it was probably best to take the flags out and try to lay them flat and try to stop the deterioration. In the rotunda at one point, they allowed smoking. So that was a designated smoking area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's certainly not good for material like, you know, cotton and silk, which is what the flags are made out of.
They got a certain amount of sunlight there, too.
Yeah, and they got sunlight. And we were told that they were airtight, but they weren't when we got to the point of taking the flags out. So right now we took, and when we opened up the cases, we saw all sorts of bits and pieces of silk, and we saw red, white, and blue powder, which is kind of evidence of silk as it deteriorates. That's what happens to it. So we knew we were doing the right thing when we took them out and laid them flat on basically what looks like a huge bread sheet, and put them on acid-free paper, and we're preserving them. There were several that we found that were folded up and stuffed in a box. They were going to be preserved back in the 60s, but they ran out of funds. So we inherited some of these, what we called flag in a box, and we couldn't figure out what they were, and had them sent out. And we've since, I think we've got most of them done by now.
And the group Save the Flags was formed 25 years ago.
Yes. Yep.
You've been with them from the start?
From the start. We have what's called a flag adoption program with Save the Flags. For $1,000, you can adopt a flag. And my family was the first one. As soon as we heard about it, I was there in reenactor uniform when they were taking the flags out of the rotunda. We acted as kind of a guard to help them, and they actually allowed me at the time to carry some of the flags out of the cases, which is like one of those life moments, you
mm-hmm.
know. So and I got to carry two of the flags that my ancestor fought under out of the case and lay them flat, and that was just electric for me anyway.
These events at the Capitol on Saturday, Dave, they include Civil War reenactors like you. You've been a Civil War reenactor for many years. What will the reenactors be doing on Saturday at the Capitol?
We're going to be marching in and basically commemorating the original ceremony that happened. And there's going to be some other groups there along with reenactors. There'll be infantry. We're going to have a couple of artillery batteries there that will fire a salute. Sons of Union veterans will be there, which is basically the sons of the original members of the Grand Army of the Republic, which was the veterans organization of Union soldiers. And we'll also have a contingent of National Guard. So, and General Slocum from the Michigan Air Guard is going to be one of our featured speakers, and he is actually going to be the one that will physically receive the flags. We're having several reenactor groups retire their reproduction flags. And we're going to be using them for demonstration and educational purposes with Save the Flags.
People always wonder at Civil War reenactments if the Confederacy will be represented, because that comes with no small amount of controversy for some. Will the Confederacy be represented?
They won't be here at this event because they weren't there in 1866. This was a Union state.
Save the Flags events, marking the sesquicentennial of the return of Michigan's Civil War battle flags, will be at the state capitol in Lansing Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., complete with reenactors, demonstrations, and music. Dave Downing is with Save the Flags. Dave, thank you.
Thank you very much, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
We'll also point out that the Save the Flags events at the state capitol are from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. The main ceremony will start at 1 o'clock.